Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Hooked, the podcast where we hook you like a fish and then eat you after gutting you.
That's my understanding of what we're doing here, yeah.
Yeah. This is Hooked, where we give you plot hooks for all of your role-playing games. I'm your host, A.N.C. Weber, here with regular host...
I'm Tully Grimley.
Regular host...
I'm Dom Guilfoyle.
And special guest host...
Hi, I'm Faith.
Faith!
Me!
You're right to be scared.
I am. Mm. It's my first time. Please be gentle.
You've listened in to possibly one of the worst episodes we've ever recorded ever.
Honestly, a highlight.
Yeah.
So
I am disappointed I missed all the furry content. Truly.
Just incorporated into this one.
You'll
get your chance.
Escalate.
I don't want to spoil stuff.
All good. Yeah, nice.
So what we do here is we provide you plot hooks by taking inspiration from a Magic the Gathering card and a random word and presenting them to you in the form of a magic trick, starting out with a seed of the idea, which is the pledge, turning it into something more concrete that you might want to put into your game, and then finally in the prestige, discussing how it might be presented to your players to best effect. So we do have a new person here tonight.
Yes.
And thus...
It's Tully.
For the first time, we will do a getting to know you question, I think.
For the first and only time.
Yeah, we'll never do it again. We've never done it before, but since there's a new person. Zane, you have a getting to know you question.
I would like to know that if you had to be an anthropomorphic version of an animal, what anthropomorphic version of an animal would
you be? Oh, we're steering into this, are we? Excellent.
This is what this podcast is now.
I was promised furry content.
Yeah.
So... someone else go first. I want to pick a good one.
I have a Gumby cat in mind. I'm doing a cat, but only if I look exactly like the cats in the movie version of Cats.
Sure,
what I want. I want to look like Robbie Fairchild with his face kind of like hovering in front of his head because bad CGI.
Sure, I mean that's an anthropomorphic version of an animal.
Specifically that one.
Yeah.
And
do you want to look like Robbie Fairchild or
okay. But also I'm wearing shoes and nothing else.
Yep.
A power move.
Yeah.
Truly.
It's like worse than being naked because you've made a conscious choice.
You mean like Sonic?
No, he's wearing gloves. He's wearing gloves. Okay. No,
Sonic, but with those really defined CGI teeth.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the human teeth.
The human teeth. I think that I would be a bat, because we were talking about
before.
Okay. Some sort of Batman.
Yeah. A bat. Person, if you will, and mostly because I like the dark and I also love to scream.
Yes, but you merely adopted the dark. Is one note.
Not a true dark fan.
Yeah.
I can't name three of their albums. So.
In your possibly furry anthropomorphized bat person form.
Possibly furry?
Well, you know, maybe if it leans towards the human end of the anthropomorphization, they're not as furry as a bat. Would you be sleeping upside down?
If I had the little bat feet.
I guess that is the question. Mm. Yeah.
Then I would say no, because I'd like to keep my human feet on, please. But I definitely want the ears because they can hear really well. And I like their little
nose. Yeah.
The little nose. I was thinking that. Yeah. It's cute. Yeah. Yeah.
So
wings?
Yeah.
Do you have the wings?
Oh, definitely.
Though? Yeah. Like you didn't mention
definitely
the wings.
So no hands.
No, they have clawed hands.
They have little hands on the end.
Yeah. Like if you think about like a flying fox or something. Yeah, exactly.
So I always think they look a little bit like a classic like vampire where they've got their little like claws like here and they're very right, like, triangular shaped. Yeah, and they're like
hold it in front of their face.
Okay. Suspicious.
All right. Well, yeah. and then I guess Tully.
I mean, so my first character actually, I got accused of being a furry because I made a tabaxi character.
Wow.
But I think I would just.
It's weird that was the first hint.
Shocking.
I know, right? It wasn't the first suit, funnily enough. They hadn't picked it up from there.
Yeah.
I actually think I would love to be an actual lizard person. I just think that'd be great.
A scaly.
There's a fetish for that. That's a scaly fuck. Buddy. That's you're weirder than the furries because you've gone specific.
Yeah, furries don't even like scalies.
Yeah, man.
Also, I've heard. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, scalies are the furries of the furry community.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, I hate that this is a
They're
thing.
the guys that the furries beat up.
They say you learn something new every day, and I really wish I didn't.
You've learned too much today.
I've learned that I've made some poor choices in my life. And that Tully's a scaly. So
honestly, Tully, I don't know why this is negative for you. You've learned that there's a community out there waiting.
Just for you.
You're not alone.
Oh gosh. Okay.
How about you, Zane?
Yeah, you're an
answer. Look, just a big bantam chicken.
Hell yeah.
I just want to be Foghorn Leghorn. That's
so you can strut around.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm.
But aren't bantams the ones that are really fluffy?
Yeah, they're the puffy ones.
So you can like puff up. And strut. That's what I want to do. That's all I want to do with my life.
Yeah.
It's a good
goal. There's like the pimps of the... Are they called featheries? Are they still furries?
I don't know.
I'm going to consult.
A quick Google. Be careful.
I'm going to consult because this will haunt my dreams if I don't know what this is.
This is going to haunt my dreams either way.
I like that you've gone for more of a pimp thing because I was thinking like Southern lawyer sort of thing, like the hyper chicken from Futurama. You're just a chicken with some suspenders. So like, now I may just be a simple country hyper chicken.
Right.
They're called featheries?
They're called avians, also known as featheries.
Honestly, that's too long. Featheries? No, that sounds... Yeah.
Avians, I guess.
Avians.
No, but that's just describing birds. That's just a different category. I don't know what you'd...
Feathies?
I don't know what else you would
call
them.
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
If we see an uptick in listens in this fortnight, we know what it's from.
Thank you.
It's from Faith. It's Faith's big following.
There is
in.
A Wikipedia for furries.
Of course there is. Did you not... There's a wiki for everything.
That's my nighttime reading.
Okay.
I bet.
Well, let's get into the regular part of our episode, I guess.
This blows together.
Yeah. So we have a Magic the Gathering card called Searchlight Geist. Now, the artwork is by Stephen Bulladin, and it is a spirit creature with flying. So it looks like an amalgam of like leather and chains and kind of like in a bat-like form holding kind of a white lantern that kind of has skull details. Is that what I'm seeing? Over
like
radio?
The light inside the lantern is like a skull. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I said I would be a bat furry, this is what I meant.
Mm.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Like just like nightmare furry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that. It's a big mood.
That's your new like call sign or something. It's like this is Nightmare Furry. Nightmare Furry calling Big Daddy.
It's
actually my Steam name.
Yeah.
Will be soon. And everyone will be searching for you. Yeah. Okay. So who has a pledge?
I'll go first.
Oh, sorry. We do have a random word, and the random word is frozen.
And also we have gotten all our individual little prompt cards with two words on them, which we may or may not use in our individual prompts. And I'm going to go first. So the party... God, Zane's cuddling a cat who wanted attention. I love it. The party defeats a powerful a wizard. Like it's someone who has been around for a long time. It's a common name and it's the end of a long sort of journey, sort of story segment where they finally... They encounter this black robed figure, like in this strange tattered black robe, which has just magic emanating out of it, and they finally defeat him. And one of the party, obviously, they loot the corpse, and one of the party loots the cloak and is like, "All right, what does this do?" And when they attune to it, They find that they get some really good bonuses, like they have resistance to magic or some magical effects, something like that. It's just like, that's not the important part. So it's just like, it's a good thing that would make them want to wear it. Yeah, and that's kind of, yeah.
Curses here.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
Absolutely not a cursed item.
It's not cursed. That's an important distinction. It's not a curse, the extra thing that they don't know about.
The item name they actually get is the Not Cursed Cloak.
Yeah, it's actually like they look closer and it actually does have Not Cursed written on it. And it's like, I'm getting...
It's on a little washing label?
Well, yeah, it's been like, I've been getting a lot of questions about my definitely Not Cursed Cloak that I think are answered by my cloak. So yeah, that's the pledge. They defeat a powerful wizard and one of them takes this really good cloak off him.
Cold hand wash, do not dry clear, do not tumble dry, not cursed.
Yeah, well, actually, no, it's like it's made of silk, so you really don't want to, you don't want to use water on it because that's bad. Mm. I think that's how silk, I think I'm right about that.
Sure.
I learned about laundry stuff in my degree and it didn't stay in.
Okay, Tully.
Yes, okay. So any of the denizens of this lovely city know that if you get lost, you always look for the lantern. It's a landmark that will show you the way home. Now, this is written off as some sort
Everyone learns that from the fantasy Fred Rogers. It's just like, when you're in trouble, look for the lantern. It'll always help you. Yeah. Sorry, government.
Now all the children of the town sort of write this off as being an old legend, something told to the kids to keep them in the light of the lanterns, to make sure they're still watched upon by their parents, and all the parents seem to think the same as well. They don't seem to put any stock in this old legend. But, as the mists of winter start rolling into the town, as they do every year, a child goes missing, and these things happen. It's unfortunate, but... And it's tragic, but it does happen every once in a while. But then another goes missing. And perhaps this is cause for concern. Perhaps something that you could call on some local adventurers to help you out with.
Perhaps. Do the people of the town do that?
No, they don't.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Resolved. Oh, well, pity about those kids.
Yeah.
Faith.
Okay, so I'm not... as fancy about telling the story.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to tell you what it is. So you travel to a castle. It's very dramatic. It's raining. You know, you get that single strike of lightning. Yeah, you know.
There's a strike in front of you or behind you?
Behind the castle. So
how many seconds between the thunder and the lightning?
About three. So you know it's
pretty close. It's pretty close.
You've come to this castle because... legend has it, deep down in the bowels of the dungeon is a treasure. No one really knows what it is. It's been lost over time. They just know something's in there, and you're going to be the one to get it out.
Well, yeah, because I deserve it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're the best.
That no one ever was.
I am.
So travel into said castle, and it's as though time stopped in here.
It's like time's frozen, you could say.
Time's frozen in this castle. Everything's covered by white sheets. They're very moldy at this point. You can't quite seem to get warm. Yuck. You can't quite seem to get warm.
Okay. So,
castle,
treasure, lightning.
Most important.
Yeah.
Cold.
Very cold.
And are you by yourself or is it like a group of people?
Optional.
Okay.
You need to be on your own, but I wouldn't recommend it. Or in a party.
And you're after the secret treasure.
You're after the secret treasure. You know it's in the dungeon.
If you can sleep the whole night in the castle, then you win the castle.
Yeah, you get $100.
Sadly, no. So you know it's in the dungeons. This is what the story is.
Yeah,
sure. You're just giving the setup, yeah.
Yeah. And you know it's in the dungeon, but you're not really sure... How to go about it?
I've got my trusty pickaxe. I'm gonna dig through.
You're just gonna dig through
the hole.
I have seven stout men. They are ready. Yeah. They're short, but they've got their pickaxe. They've got their... Yeah, it's nice.
They have a working song,
well. Yeah, exactly, yeah. They're in, like, some sort of polycule. They've got this really cute pale chick back home. Like, it's like... Phew, I don't know. I mean, awkward, but, you know.
The dream, honestly.
It's not for everyone.
No, it's not for everyone.
So, you're in this giant... is it a foyer, I guess?
Yeah, like the foyer atrium. Foyer.
Courtyard.
And all the doors out of this space are chained up.
Uh-oh. That's a really bad sign, I got to say.
Is it?
It's just an interesting home decor decision, I think.
Unless
I'm a big fan of Silent Hill 4.
Yeah. They've got those big padlocks on them. And behind the chains, they're boarded up. Okay. So... almost as though...
no one wants you to get in here.
They don't want whatever is in the other side to get out.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Okay.
Who's to say?
Tully. Back to Tully.
Oh, back to me.
Yeah, that's right. I'm mixing it up.
Excellent.
I mean, I can go next if you want, but I just wanted to fuck with you all.
No, that's fine. So I'm going to name mine up the top of the turn. I'm going to call this the frozen lamplight. So, as your adventurers decide to go and look for these children, it seems that any of the usual places that they'd check, not that there's usual places you'd check, but, anywhere around where they're playing doesn't seem to be to hold any evidence, any idea of where they could have gone. You know, checking around with their friends, with some of the local outcasts, nobody's seen them. The last they saw was where they were playing, and then they seemingly just got lost. And it's at this point you remember the town's local legend: if you're lost, go towards the lamplight. So,
of course, why didn't we think of it before now?
So uh-oh. I suppose if we're going to find these children, we'd better get lost.
Okay. I mean, that's not my first thought.
It's like that, the logic of to catch a criminal, you need a criminal. It's like to catch a lost person, you need to be lost. It makes perfect sense to me.
Two lost people make a found person and a dead person.
And eventually, if enough people get lost and find each other, you just make a new community and settle down together.
How is this this city founded? Well, we lost the last one.
Yeah.
That's what happened at Roanoke.
More or less.
As you do lose your way, and it's easy to do in the winter mists, you come across, just off in the distance, a lamplight. And approaching, it isn't coming from any particular place. There's nowhere that this lantern is moored to. It seems to just hang in the air. Now there's no sign of the children. No, there is actually... there's no sign of the children themselves, but there is actually an old toy and a shoe.
And a doll?
And a note that says, for sale. All right, is that the end of...
Yep.
And so this you is called the Frozen Lamplight?
The Frozen Lamplight.
Nixie. Back to mine. It gives a nice bonus to the person wearing it, and it's just great. It's this tatty old black cloak that has nothing bad going on. And then eventually, this might never trigger. It's one of those things. But basically, the next time the person wearing it dies, which you know might happen, it happens every now and again.
Especially high level campaign.
Yes, but so if someone has revivify, they're just like, all right, I'll revivify. Doesn't work. You can detect that the soul is still there. It seems to still be in the body. It's kind of hard to see what's going on there. So the party will, you know, try to take it to a cathedral. I don't know, like a big
major religion.
Yeah, big religious focal point of knowledge and power to be like, help us with this. Our friend's soul seems to be trapped in some way. We can't bring it back into the body. And at some point, they'll realize that the soul is actually trapped in the cloak.
Wait, so are they just carrying the body?
Yeah, they'll have to cart the body around. Like maybe if you want to make this easier for them, you can have it happen near the city, or you can make a useful, or they can just shove the body into a bag of holding after they've cast a spell on it.
Yes.
You could potentially give them an item as the wizard dies, like a pendant that can hold a body, especially if it's
just giving them too much. It's part of it that they have to deal with this body thing. But eventually they'll realize that the soul is in the cloak. Maybe they realize it quite quickly if they've got someone very magically adept. They'll realize that their friend's soul is now trapped inside the cloak. And through arcana knowledge or consulting with other powerful magic users, they'll realize that the point of this this cloak was that the original wizard's soul also went into it when he was killed. And it was supposed to be that the soul would transfer into the new body of whoever, into the body of whoever next put the cloak on. And it didn't for some reason. And the person who put it on just got to wear that cloak now. Instead of having their body be snatched by this wizard. But now they've died and their soul is also trapped in the cloak along with the wizard's soul.
Awkward.
Yeah. So now, like, your friend can't be revived because their soul is trapped in it. But also, like, you got an issue now because you realize that evil wizard's soul is still around trapped in this.
Company.
Yeah, and you could also foreshadow that if you wanted by saying, like some character classes and that sort of thing would be able to detect if what happens to a person's soul after they die. You can definitely say it's just like something strange happens and you don't detect that soul departing like it should. You can foreshadow it like that,
right? For shenanigans.
Yes. And I'm calling it the soul catcher cloak.
Okay.
Faith. Okay. You're in this foyer.
Boarded up doors,
chained, closed. Chains.
Very foreboding.
I'm hoping that somebody goes up to the chains, obviously, to
I've
inspect
got an
them.
Axe.
Like, so you're going to give it a go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So where would you hack first?
Well, I mean, if it's boarded, I'm just going to hack the door.
The second
you're... Oh, how dare you?
Oh.
That's always bad when the second you such and such. Oh, no.
Second your pickaxe touches the chains.
Oh, this
on
is
the
my
door.
Battle axe.
Oh, well, jeez. You know what? Axe of any kind.
I swing my glaive guisarm at the door.
Yes, anything touches the chains on the door. The lantern hanging above you drops suddenly.
Oh, no.
Smashes open.
Oh, no.
And something comes out.
I hit it with my axe.
Roll for initiative.
Yeah, this is the point where you roll for initiative. No, it is a spectral form.
Mm.
And you don't need to get the chains off the door now because they come flying off the door.
Nice.
Wrap around this spectral being.
Oh.
Oh, no.
He's going to hurt me with those chains.
Possibly.
I'd say so.
It's okay if you want him to, but... Now,
I mean, verbal consent.
As long as everyone else there is like okay with
as
it.
As long as everyone's sweet, then that's fine. And now you could try to get through the doors, but you're probably going to have to deal with the monster first.
I'll leave the rogue for that. I'll just hack through the door.
Yes, leave the rogue to deal with the monster.
Yeah.
And hack through the doors.
Yeah, this is the rogue's problem. Not mine now.
Rogue's famously good at being frontline fighters.
So good. Wizards also not squishy at all.
good to deal with monsters though. Okay, so what your hook is this creature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the idea is that you wait until a party member attempts to get through the chains.
Yeah.
And then that activates.
And so yeah, so it's possessed this whole castle. So it can like draw pieces
yes.
of the castle into itself.
Yeah.
Or?
So
cool.
Monster house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you bust through the doors, you manage to bust through the doors.
Oh, and I will.
And you know, I hear this axe is great, so you're going to. And you run into the next room and it's just a big long hallway with marble floors and statues.
I'm gonna have to I'm just gonna axe the statues like straight
think
up.
Think you're safe?
I know. At this point, I do not think I'm safe.
No.
I'm paranoid as heck.
But the marble flooring is that really nice black and white.
Oh, if it's black and white, then I'm probably
safe.
Yeah,
it's black and white, that like checkerboard style.
Yeah.
Like a bathroom.
One could say chessboard.
Possibly. They could say that.
I don't know.
Or mayhaps all of the black marble pieces fall out and there's spikes on the ground underneath. Oh.
Murder house. So we've got a murder house.
It's yeah, a murder like house. It.
Okay. Well, let's move on. Oh, do you have a name for it?
The murder house. it's cold in the murder house.
I'm going to call
ice everywhere.
This hook is called American Horror Story Series 1.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, so let's go back to Tully for prestige.
Absolutely. So, as you've discovered this lantern light, and seemingly this is where the children have gone missing. You're on the case. And as you're inspecting the area around, trying to find some evidence of where they could have gone, the lamplight starts to flicker. And you look up and it's still there. And as you look down, it flickers again. But this time it's not that... the lamplight has flickered. Something's in the way. It's getting darker.
Oh God, it's
something
bad.
Is covering the lantern. And that's when a spectral creature, covered in black leather and chains, swoops down and, roll for initiative.
I'm not sure if that's better or worse than a horde of bats.
How's your animal handling?
How many bats?
Just like
too many.
Just like a wall of bats.
A wall of bats.
It's my favorite wall spell in 5 years. Wall of bats. Yeah.
No, I actually took the cantrip control bats.
Like that thing that he had in Batman Begins and then never used again, where he controlled all the bats.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
That trilogy had some holes in the end, didn't it?
Oh, just a few. Mm. So, as it turns out, the local legends are true. Well, to a degree. If you are lost, there is always a lantern you go to. But it's not a safe place.
Yeah.
And so this is a creature.
Don't go into the light. Don't go into the light. Better advice.
Exactly. So this is a creature that masquerades itself as a phantom lamplight and whisks away unsuspecting travellers.
Okay.
So you're riffing on a Will of the Wisp sort of thing?
Yeah, kind of.
Or like a lanternfish.
Yeah, an anglerfish. Yeah.
Somewhere between the two, almost. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, Dom.
Oh, that's, yeah, cool. So what you have here is a decision you have to make. Presumably you've, depending on how long this takes up to this point, you might have had your player be like, hey, roll up and get a new character together sort of thing, so you can still be at the table. That's something you need to consider if the parties takes a while sorting this situation out. But yeah, where you're at is now you might have still have the your party member's body, or it might have expired the amount of time that you can actually preserve it, because there is a time limit on putting a soul back into a body, and there are spells you can use to prolong that, but you might now need to find a new body for your party member, for them to take over in a sort of an alternate reincarnate sort of way. So yeah, maybe you have to find someone you're willing to say, hey, we're stealing your body now. Or maybe you haven't run out of time. But the thing you have to do now is figure out how to get the soul of your friend out of this this cloak, and also how to deal with the fact that the soul of a great evil who you've, through great difficulty, managed to defeat, how to also not get him out of the cloak or to destroy him or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that you present the most simple way to the party of doing this is destroy the cloak and release both souls, and they have to decide whether or not they prioritize their friend over the risk of releasing this wizard, or perhaps there is a great journey they could go on to talk to another great wizard who would be able to excise just the one soul and then abandon the cloak and that sort of thing, and eventually the soul will wither and die. You have a couple of different ways you can do it, or maybe you find a way to just say, actually, we destroy the cloak in a way that doesn't release both souls, and we sacrifice our friend to make sure the wizard is dead. So it's just kind of, yeah, and the longer you take as well, like, you're risking not being able to come back to the old body and that sort of thing as well. So yeah, it's kind of like some choices you have to, some hard choices you have to make, and some difficult, like, as apart from like the moral stuff, but also like the easier choices are not the best ones, maybe.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, if you go to a lot more effort for some of the
also choices. I really love the idea of, like, as soon as your friend dies and you realize that the soul's trapped in there, like, one of the things that you can manage to do is give the soul's voice.
Yeah.
So that the character can exist but not do anything.
Yeah, that's
but also that wizard can.
Yeah, yeah, that's something you can consider doing as well. Yeah, I was as I was developing this over the course of this, I was like, are we having like a battle between them inside the cloak? Is there, are like they're fighting for control, that sort of thing? But I was just like, I feel like it's a bit done having like fighting something inside of something else. It's like, oh, you have to travel inside the cursed hammer to fight the demon that's inside of it, that sort of thing. So yeah,
interesting.
That's the soul catcher cloak.
The soul catcher cloak, Faith.
So Murder House.
Murder House.
You said that like a fighting game announcer. Yeah. So.
So
KO.
Murder House can be as many rooms as you want.
One. I want it to be one.
Yeah, all the other doors go nowhere. They actually just open to the outside.
When you open the door, you just loop around. You open the door straight back to the same room you were in.
It's the Scooby-Doo hallway sequence.
It's the Scooby-Doo hallway. So you can have as many rooms in the house as you want, which makes it, depending on the size of the party, I guess if you've got lots of people, you're probably going to want to do lots of rooms. If you don't have as many people, maybe not as many rooms. Yeah. The idea is to get to the dungeon. So rather than getting out, you actually want to go deeper into the murder house. So find the dungeon, find the treasure.
Sorry. I just had a moment of a flashback to like 15 years ago, and it's to like save the cheerleader, save the world. And I'm like, oh, that's taking me back. Remember heroes? No. Fair. You shouldn't remember heroes.
To find the treasure that you still don't know what it is, and possibly they're reconsidering whether or not treasure is worth it, but you can't get back out of the murder house.
Let's just say I'm a bard
and
I want to seduce the house.
Well, you'd have to do it with disadvantage, but it's definitely possible.
Yeah.
Okay.
This house isn't some sort of weird fleshy interested in people with skin. That's gross, man.
Like, I never rule it out. But you could definitely try.
I've just started playing a bard, so I need to.
It's the only reason to play a bard. How these things work. Seduce everything.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you get in there. So once you get to the treasure, you can't get out.
So you can't get out until you get to the treasure. So if you try to go back, then
you keep going forward.
You keep going forward. You actually, like, you can't get back out. You have to keep going forward. So it is sort of up to the party to figure that out.
Or not. Yeah.
You know, if you've got a bunch of bards, they're probably not going to figure that out. But
this is our life now.
You have to keep going. Yeah, the bard's like, oh, make it work. So you have to keep going until you get to the dungeons where you battle a lich. Obviously. Controls the house. And if you defeat the lich, then a little trapdoor opens up and you escape. That's the treasure.
You get to escape.
Freedom. Actually, the real treasure was the friends that you made along the way.
Of course, yeah. Freaking murder house.
Your treasure is just freedom from the murder house.
Yeah.
And you start to think that maybe it just wasn't worthwhile going in the murder house at all. But I guess you probably get some experience points, maybe.
I mean, it might have just been a dream.
Yeah, you could put a treasure in there if you want to, but I think that the real treasure is just getting out of the murder house.
It's just a bad dream, like last week's episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which we'll never speak of again.
Never, ever.
Okay, well, that is us for this week as well. So thank you for joining us, Faith.
And we're sorry.
I mean,
we apologize deeply.
I had fun.
There you go.
Oh, no. That speaks very poorly of you, is what I will say.
I'm Zane C. Weber. This has been Tully. You can find him
On Dungeon Deep Dive. Every second Wednesday we do a deep dive into various aspects of fantasy world building through, let's face it, just a bunch of facts.
Yeah, just a bunch of them. And you can find Dom.
My name is Dom Guilfoyle. You can also find me on the Misthome Museum of Mystery, Morbidity and Mortality. It's a narrative podcast that I write, produce and perform in. It's pretty good, I think.
It is quite good.
People tell me it's good. I don't believe them, but I say it's good, you know.
And
sorry.
Yes, no. I was just going to ask Faith if you have anything to
I am also on the internet.
Why? Why would anyone be on?
It's unfortunate, truly.
Well, that's where all the furries are.
Yeah, I'm only on the internet.
There's also like BronyCon and stuff like that. Actually, no, I think that's over.
No, bronies are very different.
There are furries at BronyCon.
There is.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
However.
Okay.
No, I'm just on the internet as a general being.
And also on Dungeon Deep Dive?
No.
Maybe. Sorry, I misremembered that. Possibly. Never mind.
I don't know any facts.
No, that's fair.
Mm. I would have nothing to contribute.
I just wanted to also say what I was about to say earlier. It was just a little fun fact, which is that Hooked It Podcast is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. This means you are free to share and redistribute the material in any medium or format if you give appropriate credit. Do not use the material for commercial purposes and do not remix, transform, or build upon the material in any way. Just because that got missed.
Yeah.
Desperation to end this fucking episode.
But you can use this in your own games and let us know how it goes.
Yeah. So long as you don't make money from it.
Use the Murder House.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, go on.
I tried so hard.
Yeah. Oh no, what's this? It's a lawsuit from the producers of Monster House. I assume that this is what Monster House
different.
Is about.
No, okay, no, so. Very different.
Okay.
And completely different concept. That one was possessed by someone. This is being controlled
by
someone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah.
The lich bit at the end. Yeah.
Okay. So until next time, weirdos, keep doing stuff on the internet.
Or don't.
Or don't.
This is Jones and Wolf, a monthly audio fiction podcast featuring original music. In our first season, we told stories about a heartbroken television collector, a tech entrepreneur in Washington, D.C. who developed an addiction to honesty, and a time traveler who came to our present to reveal the truth about Kim Kardashian. Now, in our second season, we're telling more delightfully dark and strange stories that explore what our relationships with technology might look like in the near future. And what happens when they go a little sideways. Curious to hear more? Check us out at jonesandwolf.buzzsprout.com or search for Jones and Wolf wherever you listen to podcasts. Until then, my ephemeral friends, thanks for listening.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.